morning, everyone. Let us stand together and begin with prayer from the Book of Common Prayer, which will be prayed by thousands of other believers, particularly in America, on this morning. Let us pray together. Almighty God, we commend your gracious care and keeping all the men and women of our armed forces at home and abroad. Defend them day by day with your heavenly grace. Strengthen them in their trials and temptations. Give them courage to face the perils which beset them, and grant them a sense of your abiding presence wherever they may be. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us couple with that a prayer for those who suffer around the world for the sake of conscience against oppression. Let us pray. O God our Father, whose Son forgave his enemies while he was suffering shame and death, strengthen those who suffer for the sake of conscience. When they are accused, save them from speaking in hate. When they are rejected, save them from bitterness. When they are imprisoned, save them from despair. And to us, your servants, give grace to respect their witness and to discern the truth, that our society may be cleansed and strengthened. This we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, our merciful and righteous judge. Amen. You may be seated. We move out broader now, beyond the National Day of Recognition, to a worldwide spiritual recognition of Pentecost. So welcome, man. Good morning. And good morning to all the kids. Are there any kids here? Can I hear a good morning? Quite a few. All right. Pentecost. This is a hard question. Are there any kids who know what Pentecost means? You do? What's it mean? Okay. That was a deeper answer that I was looking for. But he said when Jesus imparted the Spirit to his followers. And that is true. Thank you very much. Thank you, Kyle. Pentecost means 50 days. It is now 50 days since Easter. It is now 50 days since the resurrection of Jesus, and Pentecost is celebrating a day in the upper room when the Holy Spirit arrived and was imparted to the church. So this morning is all about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that third person of the Trinity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit is that part of God that comes to dwell and live with us in our heart. It is the Holy Spirit that draws us to God. If any of you came this morning thinking, I need to go to a church somewhere because I don't know why, it may be the Holy Spirit drawing you in. The Holy Spirit is that part of God that provides us our spiritual conscience, which causes us to turn away from sin. Even kids may recognize the Holy Spirit when everybody's doing something and you think, I just don't think I should do that. That may well be the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us gifts and special abilities to serve and build the church. So the Holy Spirit is God's empowering presence in our hearts. And this morning, we're going to talk a lot about commissioning, co-missioning, to be on a mission with the Holy Spirit. Because wherever you go and whatever age you are empowered by God's Holy Spirit. And this year, we want to focus on many of you who are being sent. The Holy Spirit is sending you in the new places, in the new stages of life, in the new ways of thinking, in the new places in the world. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is doing that, and we want to recognize that this morning, because Jesus said in one of his last words to his disciples that the church would go to Jerusalem and to all Judea and to Samaria and to the end of the earth. And at Lakeland Community Church, we feel the Holy Spirit is empowering us to do the same. That we would go into Jackson County, also into greater Kansas City, also ministries throughout the country and around the world. And many of you are a part of that by the power of the Holy Spirit. So this morning, we're going to have sometimes people come forward, sometimes stand, sometimes recite prayers together, sometimes kneel, sometimes be anointed with oil, the symbol of the Holy Spirit in the church since very ancient times. At times, we may lay hands on people and pray, the symbol of the imparting of the Holy Spirit. So today is going to be about commissioning and blessing one another. So today is all about movement. movement, moving around. The Holy Spirit is shown in Scripture as fire, as wind, as water. Those are moving, active forces. We have a lot of kids in the service today. That is a moving, active force. So if your children are moving around and you're chasing them around, this all fits. This all fits in the Pentecost service. So maybe not so much up here, maybe more so back there, but if you're having to chase somebody back and forth, then that's all fine, okay? That all fits. So there's no need for all the pinching and the biting and elbowing I grew up with in the Pentecost service. It's not necessary, all right? Kids, can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, I bet you could do louder than that. Okay, what we need is coordination, right? All right, on the count of three. One, two, three. Well done. This is also serious Christian work we do here this morning. I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that this is the time we stop each year and we recognize the things the Holy Spirit is doing in this congregation and the way God is empowering all for service. And we congratulate one another. We bless one another, we encourage one another, and that's what we're really here to do this morning. So please don't lose sight of that and what an important morning it is. To begin our serious work, we're going to start with a scripture reading. This will help us remember that first week when all of this began. So we'll begin there this morning.
Acts 1, 6 through 9. So when the disciples had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the time or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." When they had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight.
Well, good morning. We're going to start with some worship, so if you want to stand and join us, that'd be great.
You may be seated, unless you are someone who has become a full participating member here at Lakeland since this time last year for the first time, not renewals, but new. I'd like you to come forward and we're going to give you your new member vows. I would also, okay, this is too many for up here, so let's just come right down here. I also want to say, for those of you who have been with us for a while and you've considered it, and you want to live a life of surrender together in love, I want you to come forward and you can become members today as well. You believe in grace, you want to study the scripture, to be in prayer, to learn how to pray in solitude, to tell your story, to be in a small group, to give generously. This list goes on and on, doesn't it? To be reconciled to those of other races, compassionate toward the poor, to live in oneness and Christian unity. I invite you to come forward, you can receive these vows and become part of this today. So there's actually quite a number here. Thank you all. Thank you. I didn't know on Memorial Weekend. We have 47 in total new members joining us this year, just within the last few weeks. So that's wonderful, and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you all. Thank you. So now we have the new member vows to say together. And if so, answer, "I do." And then you'll all have some vows as well. So if we're ready, let's begin. Do you acknowledge yourselves to be sinners in the sight of God and without hope for your salvation except in his sovereign mercy? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of sinners? And do you receive and depend upon him alone for your salvation as he is offered in the gospel? Do you now promise and resolve in humble reliance upon the grace of the Holy Spirit that you will endeavor to live as becomes the followers of Christ, specifically as it has been summarized under the benchmarks of surrender, together, and love? Do you promise to serve Christ and his church by supporting and participating with this congregation in its service to God and its ministry to others to the best of your ability? Do you submit yourselves to the government and discipline of Lakeland Community Church and to the spiritual oversight of this church's elders? And do you promise to promote the unity, purity, and peace of the church? I do. Let's take a moment to watch a short video we have that will just help us remember the marks that come under surrender together love and what we're committing to here this morning. That represents a lifetime of Christian walk, so we don't have to have all that down today, but this is the direction that we're all moving. Does this resonate with all of us? Then let's say our vows toward them as a congregation. Do you, the members of this congregation, in the name of the visible church of our Lord Jesus Christ, take responsibility for the continued Christian nurture of all of these, promising to set a godly example by your own life and pray for them in this new life of faith? If so, answer, we do. Inasmuch as you have made a declaration of your full participation and having been approved by the church session for active membership, I declare you entitled to all the privileges of this congregation and to the full fellowship of the church, as well as having all the duties and responsibilities incumbent upon those who profess Christ and seek to worship God by service to him and ministry to others. Amen. If you have not actually filled out the card, we also want to have record of that. And so meet Marta down at the end there. I'd like to shake hands with each of you as the next person comes forward. Thank you. And Liz got one.
Well, what do you think of that parking lot out there? You know, so kind of, I mean, it was kind of fun in the old days. I called it the Lakeland Estuary, you know, sort of like the water flowed across and the polar bears wandered around and things like that in the wintertime. But, well, I'll miss it, but it's nice, isn't it? Also, just to, we're moving faster than the video can keep up. We are ready to put the roof on the Eastland House down there, thanks to a lot of people doing a lot of demo work. There's a board meeting for the board of the Eastland House immediately after this service, and so we'll choose a bid on that and move ahead. So that's very cool. And then, of course, the container made it to Liberia, got shipped there. Kathy Gutierrez took a team there, and they did a lot of awesome work. So things are moving along on As One. And it all happens because people like you and me are faithful in their gifts to make this all come true with our financial gifts. And so the money gets used well. And aren't we all happy to be in this room too, because the money goes to pay for this being here, pays the bank, yeah? So that's cool. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to pray for all of you. And what I'd like for you to do, because I want the kids to be able to see this, and if we all stand up, then I'm afraid sometimes the little kids don't get to see anything. So would you just simply put both feet on the ground and kind of scooch up on the front of your chair, and everyone be attentive and look attentive, like, and I'm going to pray. So just bow your head and close your eyes and shut everything out and listen along as I pray for us. And you can pray with me as well in your heart. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also, says Jesus. To you, God, the giver of all good gifts, to you we ask on behalf of all those who are participating in the financial challenge called As One. We ask that they may see your hand in their lives through this gift and sacrifice of As One. May all of us turn our gaze upon you, Jesus, and step out of our secure boat and the comfort of paychecks and move through the waves of doubt towards you, Lord Jesus. Father, we remember that we are called to a dangerous mission, not to comfort, but to be countercultural, to choose to benefit others as much as we are benefited by our own gifts. We realize your gifts to us are on their way to somebody else less fortunate than us. May we own this privilege and responsibility in the name of Christ. May you give us strength and resolve. And may you give us strength and resolve to everyone who's participating in As One. All of those who have put their hand to the plow to not waver or second guess or to look back, but to finish what they started. We pray for all those who are in hard financial times right now that they may be helped and blessed by the rest of us, whether it be here in our own neighborhood or around the world. May they be grateful for what they have, and may we walk with them. And for all of us who have chosen to live on less because of As One, who have chosen a different lifestyle for your sake, Lord Jesus, may we be filled with compassion and love for others and not bitterness and doubt. And we thank you for the gifts that you give us. And may we slay the dragon of greed and avarice each time we write a check or give our money and our gifts to help your kingdom. And may we be propelled into your presence, Lord Jesus, and bend the knee in our heart before you and worship you, saying, "Not my will, Lord, but yours. I am your humble, content servant. I'll take whatever you give me. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Shape us into your likeness through this As One. And in the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of your kingdom, we go forward here on earth as in heaven." And we all said, amen. Amen. Next thing is the pilgrims, right? All right. Well, the next thing up on this Pentecost, everyone in the past year, in the past 12 months, who has left Lakeland, not like membership-wise, but left and went to another country, okay, like to Haiti or Mexico or Liberia, I need you to come stand up front. China, all of you come forward, okay, and stand up here. If you did a trip in the last year or you're going to go in the next 12 months, some of you might be deciding right now, I think I'm going. So you come on forward too. Come on up. Everyone who's leaving the country to either Liberia, Haiti, China, Mexico, and who knows what else that I don't know about, and you think, well, I know I'm supposed to be up there, and he didn't mention me, but I'm coming up anyway. Come on up front, all right? And you're a little heavy over on this side, so spread out over on that side. All of these people have paid their way to go to a different place in the name of Christ. They have traveled to a place to be the gospel, as well as perhaps speak the gospel. And I looked forward to the day many, many years ago when this church would send out people, breathing in and breathing out, people going out and risking their lives and taking chances and spending money to do serious work for God. And I'm sure everybody else out here would love to go at some time or another. And you're like, not me. Like, oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you will. So let us pray for these folk. You know what? Actually, just before we do that, I think I'd better do this now. You two guys, you're called out. Come up front. Reed, Jake, come on up on platform. Let us all pray. Again, sit both feet on the ground, sit forward, and let us pray. And now, Father, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, and the power of the Holy Spirit, we implore you to make bold the witness of these whom you are sending and have sent. We pray for their witness. May it be strong and certain. For their words, may they be confident, because it's not their voice but yours. For their hands, because it is not their work but yours. And their feet as well, because it is not their steps but yours. May you protect them from the evil one. May they remain clean and pure, not stained by sin or greed or anger. We pray for their endurance and their spiritual life, and for their disciplines and their foundation to remain vibrant and just become the wellspring of life and joy inside of them. Mostly, Father, we pray that their eyes remain open to learn from their experience and from their trip. May they be drawn closer to you before the feet of you, Jesus, and may you meet them there. May we all become ambassadors for your sake, with your kingdom. And that Lakeland Community Church goes with them. And may they understand that we love them and care for them and support them with our prayers and our gifts. And may you bring them back to us rejoicing at the wonders that they have seen. And may you slowly bake inside of them a firm foundation that sets their heart on pilgrimage. And they become your people for the rest of their lives, more so perhaps than anybody else in the world. This is our hope for them. Transport us. Tell us who you are, show us your world, and may we fall in love with you more and more and bring others all over the world along with us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we all said, amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. You can go back to your seats.
Thank you. Please be seated. I want to know if there is anyone here who is about to undergo or is in the process of or just finishing ministry training. It could be a formal degree in ministry. It could be some sort of ministry certificate. I'd like to have you come forward if that is you. Is there anyone? Seminarians? Anyone in the called out that we're doing? Sleeping off the semester, I see. All right. Well, we're just going to move right to Marta then. I have her microphone. Oh, we do have someone? Thank you. Oh, of course. Good. Oh, and now they come. Yes, please. In the process of getting ready to start or finishing. Thank you. Okay, good. Wonderful. Tell us your name and them, your name, and what you're doing.
I'm Catherine Krause, and I've started seminary.
Where are you doing that?
At Nazarene Theological Seminary here in Kansas City.
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful.
And I'm Adam Lips, and I'm also attending Nazarene Theological Seminary, starting my third semester.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I would like to say a blessing for you and for your family and soon-to-be family. Adam is engaged. So I'd like to say a blessing for you and your family, if I could. May the Spirit grant you discernment to separate truth from falsehood. May the Spirit grant you wisdom not to judge these things too quickly. May you be protected from those who scoff at knowledge and believe that ignorance is spiritual. And may you be protected from your own arrogance and thinking that knowledge makes you better than others. For the Scripture warns us that knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. May your families also be strengthened in this time, as they will suffer no less stress than you. May the Spirit give you endurance to complete your education, clarity to hear your calling, and courage to pursue it in the power of the Spirit. We, the church, give you this time to learn for us while we pray for you, that you will lead us, teach us, and guide us with what you are being given. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. While Marta comes up, I want to mention the attendance card. If you're, of course, new to us, we'd love you to fill that out completely if you haven't already turned it in. And everyone else, put the name of everybody who's with you here in service today, even if they're a kid who's not normally, and then just hand that to an usher as you leave the day. And if you already did it wrong and turned it in, it's fine. It'll work out. Okay?
Thank you. Okay, right now I'd like to call all those forward who have served in a new capacity this year. So if you are a new small group leader, if you started in a new ministry area, it doesn't matter if you've been here for 14 years. If you started a new ministry area, go ahead and come on down, walk on down. If you're on a new team, if you plan on serving in a new area this year, I know there are several eighth graders that are going to be serving next year and going to one service. I know there are a lot of people here that have been in my spiritual gifts class and have gone ahead and signed up for a team, so that would include you. I knew there would be a lot of people. This is awesome. So as we celebrate the day of Pentecost, we're celebrating the fact that the Holy Spirit came. And as I teach in my spiritual gifts class, the Spirit gives us the ability to serve. The Spirit gives us our gifts and our talents and all the things that we're about. And in Acts later on, we read from Acts before, but in Acts later on in chapter 4, it says, all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all, and there were no needy persons among them. May that be true for us here at Lakeland, that there would be no one needy among us. Yes? Amen? Amen. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray. And all of you who are here forward in the aisle, you'll be anointed with oil after my prayer from one of the pastors. So wait until then, and then you can be seated. Will you please pray with me? Lord, may these people, workers and servants in your harvest field, be blessed. May they experience joy and love and faithfulness as they participate as the people of God in your world. May they be blessed and empowered by the Holy Spirit with all the spiritual blessings and spiritual gifts that only you can give and only you can impart. Help them to care deeply about the people and the things that you care about, and move them with your compassion. Lord, help us all to hear your call and to respond to it as they have. Help us to work together in unity and to have unselfish love toward each other. Thank you for these souls who are willing to serve both you and others with their time and their talent and their gifts. Amen.
This is a covenant prayer borrowed from the Methodist tradition that we also say here each year at this time. Let us pray this together. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will, rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you, exalted for you or brought low for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. You can remain standing. A couple of announcements of importance. If you would like to be baptized this year, we have a baptism celebration at the end of June. And if you missed the meeting last week, we're going to have another this next week, June 3rd, following second service in the prayer circle. Join us there, kids or adults, and we'll talk about baptism and prepare you for that celebration. Also, for those of you who are interested in Lakeland Camp, all church invited. This is the last day for the tier one pricing. So you can sign up on Lakeland Connect or at the 1950s flying saucer looking display out in the lobby, and you can get in on that tier one pricing for that. Kids, I want to say you were beautiful today. Wonderful. Yes, let's hear it for them. And I hope you'll always remember these Pentecost Sundays and the way you saw people dedicating their lives to Jesus, and you'll do the same someday. Now let's receive the benediction, and we'll just give the same benediction Jesus gave to his disciples as they went out from Acts chapter 1. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be his witnesses, telling people about him everywhere, where you live, work, and play, in Jackson County, throughout Kansas City, in all parts of the country, in Haiti, Mexico, China, and Africa, and the whole world, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Go in the power of the Spirit. Amen.